business now with Nona. Nona, so tell me, we have got some more house sale numbers, haven't we? But house sales down, but prices up.
Yeah, so the volume of sales are down at 4%, and the prices across the country are up 4%. Down, up, there you go. Swings and roundabouts, I guess they say. Anyway, look, the market is very slow, though. And so while there are prices are up, the sales aren't going very quickly. It's taking longer to sell houses as well. And so in the major centers, like, for example, Auckland, prices are flat and have even dipped a little bit. For example, in Marlborough, they are down just slightly. Elsewhere, though, prices are still fairly strong. But again, it's partly because for one reason why sales could potentially be slow is that first-time home buyers and others are finding it hard to get a mortgage. So banks have kind of cut back a little bit on their lending, and they're holding would-be lenders to a higher test in terms of their affordability, so a higher threshold for interest rates, even though they're fairly low. As well, people may not be selling because where are they going to move? There's a restricted number of houses on the market, so it's making it hard to sort of think about moving out when there's really very little choice about what you might be able to buy. So that's another reason.
Interesting. Okay, so manufacturing activity, this has picked up slightly, but the sector's job market seems to have, well, soured a little bit. So what does this all mean for us?
Yeah, we've seen this for a while. So manufacturing activity. Now, this is not a survey. It's a survey of activity, not opinion. So this is what manufacturers are actually doing. And what they're finding is that they're not hiring as many people. Their orders are somewhat down and they have a higher inventory. So these are not good pointers for economic growth. So that does indicate that we've been seeing now for some time that the manufacturing sector is slowing. And we'll have some services numbers out on Monday, which will give us a better picture of how things are really moving in the broader economy. But it did look that manufacturing in the regions, for example, the North Island, was quite slow. And so it remains to be seen what's happening there. And, you know, I think that's a reflection of what we're seeing just generally. Trade issues are still keeping markets, not just here in New Zealand, a little bit on the, I guess pensive would be a word, wondering which way the wind will blow. And we've certainly seen that in Asia with more data coming out of China later today and again on Monday. So despite that, our market is still looking pretty good. We closed up 14 points to another record close of 10,701. And our dollar is buying 66.8 U.S. cents, which is fairly strong. And that's partly because of the U.S. thinking about cutting interest rates there. 95.5 Australian, again, quite a strong number, and 53.3 British pence.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Pelsier with Business This Friday.